Yeah, it is my pleasure to come to this Sasaimi conference, and the World Maritime University, where I work, has done some extensive research, and that is actually forecasting that how the technology can impact on the CPLS work. And according to this research, we actually foresee that some of the CPLS current skills are more subject to be replaced by the automation technologies, which is most likely the mid skills and low skills workers. However, when we look at the job profiles, for example, master mariners, officers are still, you know, their jobs are classified as a high skill, and especially the marine engineers, their skills are not incompensable by the machines, according to the current study. And also, in overall, we predict that automation will come on the conventional ships. So there are some part of the jobs will be done by machines. However, the people are still needed, partly because that we predict that world trade will still increase because of the population and need of trade in between the countries. So therefore, basically, our conclusion is that seafarers need to adapt their skills, but their jobs are still remained and very important, on demand, and probably more opportunities for seafaring jobs, but may not be the kind of traditional sense of seafaring, working on board, possibly more shore-based maritime operators, remote control vessels. So there will be some digital shift, but as far as we are able to adapt to this new change, we will be fine, and there is a lot of prospects in this sector.